Yo, what up, Worst Friends? It's the Worst Friends podcast in the house.
Am I supposed to say something now? Hey, all right. Well, I was going to either open with, I was going to hum the X-Men animated series theme or sing the Spider-Man animated series theme. What do you want? Really quick, pick.
Spider-Man.
Radioactive Spider-Man. Spider-Blood. Radioactive Spider-Blood. Spider-Man.
Okay, I was also actually considering doing something different. I was going to be like, do a cartoon voice like, "Hey kids, welcome to Worst Friends. My name's Tim. Woo!"
Just do the whole podcast like that, like a hardcore goofy voice.
All right, well, I might as well start it out with my slap and tickles really quick. Right. I got the first one, Paul Reubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman. Because after the Fred Willard's movie theater incident, which is very similar to his, it seems like he's kind of off the hook, you know? He's like not the perv right now people are talking about.
Well, what's horrible is that, and this is completely off the topic, and I apologize, I kind of have the Dark Knight going on TV behind me and ran that opening bank robbing scene. One of our, you know, the other guys, William Fichtner, is working in the bank. And like, nice. Pulls out a shotgun and shoots someone. So there he is. But I feel that no matter what, though, if any other celebrity does this, now it's always going to be, and just as Pee Wee Herman, Paul Reubens encountered.
That's what, that's what some of the headlines said. Fred Willard pulls a Pee Wee Herman.
Poor guy. You know, he's not going to get.
Hey, at least his name's out there again, though.
Right. Yeah. I love Pee Wee. Remember, what do we. Well, we just dropped Pee-wee's name when we were talking about Rory Sabatini looks like a fat Pee-wee.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's a good one.
And I'm glad you mentioned William Fichtner as one of our other guys, because this is one we talked about. We kind of left him out of the discussion in that podcast and think he deserves to be. And that's Clint Howard. Little creepy Clint Howard.
Clint Howard, yeah, we didn't mention Clint Howard. Ron Howard's, I don't even know if he's younger or older.
I don't know, dude.
You know him as soon as you see him. He has a massive head.
Bald, weird teeth, crazy eyes.
Just, they throw him in just for weird little cameos. A lot of people might recognize him from in The Waterboy.
That was the first thing that came to mind.
Just like Joe Mantegna. Joe Mantegna was an actor, you crazy asshole, or whatever. You know,
he says quarterback.
Does he?
Well, I also think of him as Johnson from the Austin Powers movies. Yes. He was always one of them that saw the huge penis object.
Well, the great thing about him is just when we went through the requirements for, you know, being one of these other guys, it's can simultaneously do funny and then do serious, because Clint Howard was in Apollo 13.
Yeah.
As just one of the guys in the control room, you know. Mm-hmm. Ops a go flight. We're a go. Just played it that serious. So, yeah, totally. We apologize to the whole Howard family for that omission.
And obviously, too, you kept talking about watching the Arrested Development with him in it. And that's what kind of sparked the whole thing. But, my last and final one is Jason Biggs. Watched American Reunion the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Was pleasantly surprised. It was pretty hilarious. And Jason Biggs actually showed he has some nuts in this movie, man.
Did he actually show
literally
his...
went full frontal, dude.
God,
Like, on the unrated version, I was like, you gotta be kidding me, dude. He's pulling out all the stops for the reunion.
I mean, I guess... At this point, I'm a fan of his, too. I mean, I've watched... Right. I haven't seen Reunion yet, but I've watched, every other, well, not the American Pie Presents, but the ones with Jason
Right.
Biggs. And we're both huge Saving Silverman fans.
Oh, God.
That's a topic for another.
And James Silent Bob Strike Back.
Right. So I really like him too. I don't think, as with pretty much everyone in that cast of the original American Pie, didn't really blow up, didn't really, career didn't take off into another stratosphere. So I guess you're right if he's still 10 years later doing an American Pie movie, why not just drop whole frontal trout?
Right.
So.
Well, the most famous person from that series is easily Stifler, right? Wouldn't you
I'd
say
have
so?
to say he's the most successful,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's what I mean. And then, the guy who plays Oz, I can't remember his name, is it Chris Klein?
Yes.
He's on that show Wilfred as
Is he
Jenna,
really?
the lady who owns Wilfred's boyfriend. And he is just like this obnoxious, just really motivated, happy guy trying to be successful, but he's just really corny too, you know what I mean? And he is
Yes.
so funny. And that's kind of you get some more of that in American Reunion. He's not
Well,
the hopeless romantic that you
for
always
anyone
see.
out there listening, just Google Chris Klein's Mamma Mia audition and try not to eat anything before you watch it. That's all I gotta say. I don't want to go off too much on that, but well, that's good. I really want to see that. That just came out on DVD, so
Yeah.
that's on my list of something to see. So, all right. So that you're good on those ones,
Yep.
Slap and Tickles. All right. I'll try and go through mine pretty quick. The first ones are really just more of a cumpleaños feliz to some friends of ours. July is a big birthday date for a lot of our friends. My sister, her birthday was, we're recording this on a Saturday. Her birthday was yesterday. She did the logo, the Worst Friends logo. She's been
Right.
busy, but she's going to maybe rock out another logo or two, some pictures for us. The Worst Friends chief agricultural correspondent, Bick, his birthday was
It's such like a long proper title and then the name Bick.
our
Chief
chief
Agricultural
agricultural
Correspondent
correspondent.
Bick. Let's go to our Chief Agricultural Correspondent Bick.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. His birthday was, a couple days ago. Our good worst friend Scotter, aka the Dutchman of Seduction, aka the Hound of Holland. His birthday was just a little while ago.
AKA Tapeworm.
The tapeworm. And then another notable one is a famous worst friend, Lil Buddy,
Uh-oh.
just had a birthday a couple days ago. So, did you want to sing "Cumpleaños Feliz" to him really quick?
Not really. I wasn't
Okay.
prepared to do that.
Okay. The next one is a fellow named Chang, who you may have seen this. You're all over Huffington Post, so you may have seen this. A fellow named Chang died from apparent cardiac arrest from playing the video game Diablo 3 for 40 hours straight.
Jeez, no way.
He was at some cafe terminal, internet cafe, and apparently just been pounding lattes and playing
He wasn't even
Diablo.
home or anything. He was
No.
in a cafe.
That's what's funny is that when they
Wow.
said recently or several months ago, another individual was playing something else for 24 hours, and they were at an internet cafe too. So I don't know if that's more of a. I think this individual was from one of the Asian countries. It wasn't
Right.
in the U.S. But I thought really quick, and you can join in if you want to. But I want to sing for Chang really quick. And I was just sing "Amazing Grace."
Okay.
Amazing grace, how
How
sweet
sweet
the
the sound
sound that
that
saved
saved
a
a
wretch
wretch
like
like me.
me. I once was
Was lost,
lost, but
but now
now am
am found.
found.
Was
Was blind,
blind,
but now I see. Goodbye, Chang.
hey. I don't know if it was like my microphone or my your microphone or something, but it was kind of going like some of your notes were like whoa, like sounded like that.
Well, all right, that was for Chang.
All right.
And the last, these will go by quick. We had my bachelor party last weekend. So, a lot of good guys. We had a good time. You had a good time, didn't you? A little golf.
Except for the golfing.
Well, I was going to give a quick little slap and tickle to our friend Skake, who shot an 82. Skake
Helped.
Skakel shot an 82. But no, just to all those goons, half of them listen to this. It was my other friend. I'm not going to use his last name because it's everyone would know who he was. But my other friend Matt, we combined bachelor parties. So I think he had a good time, did a little golf and did a little swimming, did a little volleyball, had a couple carbonated beverages. And
Yep.
it was a good time. One, the kind of skew off slap and tickle for that, as far as it didn't make it, was our friend Juice.
Oh, yeah.
Wanted to at least mention that Juice did get around to RSVPing to my wedding. My fiance and I are kind of in flux. We didn't know where we'd be living when sending out the invitation, so we put my parents' home address on the RSVPs for my wedding, and so we sent our good worst friend Juice an RSVP. And so my mom's kind of been updating me because my mom's kind of organizing all of them at home. And she's kind of, hey, so and so responded. So and so's coming. So and so's not coming. And I get a text message. So your friend Jason RSVP'd. His date is Ryan. And he drew boobs and a penis on the RSVP.
I'm not surprised at all either.
I mean, I laughed my ass off. But you're right. The same. I'm like, well, yeah, that makes sense, and I made some kind of joke because my dad was actually, you graduated,
Did
we
your
were in the,
fiance laugh?
she was like, oh my God, your poor mother.
She thought it was funny though, didn't she?
Of course she knows. She was the same thing. She's like, of course he'd do that. I'm not surprised. But I kind of text back to my mom because my dad was actually a high school teacher for you and Juice and a couple other friends. And I text back, I'm like, I blame their high school teachers. My mom texts back and she goes, well, Dad said they must not learn anything in biology because they put the boobs and the penis on the same person. So
Oh, what a punchline, dude.
I know, what
I
a
was on the
comeback.
edge of my seat.
So, here's the juice. Again, we're not surprised, but again, just we'll want to show them some love for that. So that's what I had.
All right. So are we ready to dive right into the animation podcast?
Yeah, the animation appreciation. Do you
All right.
want to, explain it to the people?
We kind of went back and forth over this. We were trying to figure out what exactly we were going to do. There were so many ideas we had, and people were actually interacting with us on Facebook and stuff and Twitter, but it just got to the point where we had to do our own thing. Not that we don't appreciate it, but
And we're going to mention, yeah,
what we're
we're going
going
to
to
touch
do
on.
is we're going to list like our top five kids cartoons first. And these are basically cartoons we watch as kids or that are for kids. Maybe there's some we still watch or might have watched when we were older than, 7, but it happens. That's going to be this part one. Feel free, obviously, to put your own up there on Facebook or tweet it to us, whatever. That'd be cool. We'll definitely get them out there, retweet them, share them, whatever. And then we're probably going to have to do a second part, and it's going to be our top five kind of adult-themed tunes, cartoons. So those are like ones you would see on Primetime on Fox or a Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, Comedy Central, those channels that are obviously a little more edgy. So that's basically what we got. Anything else you want to add, or should I just get her started?
Yeah, I mean, we did get a lot of good. What was exciting about this is we got a lot of good feedback from people when we first kind of mentioned, hey, we're talking about cartoons. We got a lot of people just dropping. I mean, ones that, And we're not gonna bust each other's chops too much. There's a lot of things that you watch that I haven't watched, that I watch you haven't watched. We're not really gonna get into oh, you never watched it. But a lot of people gave a lot of good, I'm almost positive our friend John Z basically just Googled cartoons and found a Wikipedia page and then copy and pasted it because he listed everything in the world. But we had some good, so we're gonna mention a couple things. One friend of ours mentioned like some of the claymation stuff that I personally wasn't going to touch on, but we can kind of we're going to mention that. So a lot of good interaction with some of our friends with regards to this. So we'll do some honorable mentions. I do have like a top four, top five, but
I
I'm going
just
to
list the
throw out
top
some other
five
people.
that I wanted to go with, so.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, why don't you start with five and we'll just kind of roll with it.
All right, my number five. This might be on your list too, Colin, but you might have it in a different spot. But I went with Seriously for Five, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And here's my reasoning. I
The
can't.
original, the
Yeah, the original, the
1980s. Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
Turtles.
Teenage
Turtles in a half
Mutant.
shell.
We're not
Turtle
talking about
power.
any of these reduxes or
Right.
remixes. I can't really remember a lot from them. I obviously remember all the characters' names, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael, Splinter, Shredder, April O'Neil. I think the Foot Soldiers and Bebop and Rocksteady. That's about
Bebop
everyone.
Rocksteady,
That
yeah.
was about every episode had those guys in it. That cast.
Wasn't there a tr Chang? Who was the that was just the brain? Was that Chang or Trang or
I
yeah,
don't
I'll keep
know.
going, I'll look that up.
But anyways, like I said, I can't remember them that well, but I remember that that was probably the cartoon I watched when I was young that I watched everyone when it was on. The new one. And then
Krang.
I had,
Full brain.
okay. Then I had all the, a bunch of the toys, pretty much most of the main characters. I went trick-or-treating as a Ninja Turtle one year. My babysitter made me a sweet costume,
Of
I don't
course.
know if I wore it to school or not, but it was a costume. Everyone was like, dang, that's sweet, dude. Raphael was rocking out some little fake size.
What character you were Raphael?
I started being Raphael because I liked him in the movie. I liked him while he was a little hard, he was kind of a loner. He wanted to do his own thing, but he had to realize he needed his boys, but his boys needed to realize that you gotta get, like, I'd let him be him.
I mean, it's on my list. I'm not gonna tell you where it's at, but no, definitely. My friend that I just had the bachelor party with, Matt, him and I, there's a picture that my parents have of him and I dressed up. I was Raphael too. I think he was Michelangelo. And you're right, you had the action figures, you watched the I remember that being one of the first cartoons that from top to bottom, like I wanted everything to do with. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm telling John to get me a cig in my lighter.
Johnsy helping you out. So you have a production staff over there helping you out. I
He's
wish
not
I
helped me very much. He just flicked it, and I don't know where it went.
But you're right. The cartoons, the action figures, the costumes, the movies came out
Lighter.
shortly after that.
Yeah, I like the first two movies a lot, too.
The video games too, and this is
Oh,
where
yeah.
I attribute a lot of where I'm at right now with being in love with video games. From one of the original, went down to my friend Matt's house, and he had a Nintendo, and he threw in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles video game. I'm like, are you kidding me? You could pick which turtle you wanted to be. I'm like, you telling me I can go through this whole game and play as Raphael? And they always, because it was him, and he had, I think he's the youngest, and he had three older siblings, and I never got to play. I just had to sit there and watch them play this awesome Ninja Turtles game. So from other some of the other cartoons we'll talk about, there was no need for them to be a video game, or they never made movies
Yeah, well,
out
that's
of
my number five, So what was your number five?
them. Well, this is probably the most humorous on my list, but I think when I was making this list, I asked myself, okay, right away, what are the first thoughts that come to mind when I think, what were my favorite cartoons when I was younger? And I can't tell you why, but MC Hammer's Hammer Man came to mind. Like right away, I'm like, remember Hammer had a
Did you
cartoon?
actually watch it?
Yes!
No
I
way.
remember right away. I remember. I go. There was this ridiculous theme song. He had magic shoes. The theme song. I threw it up on the webpage. Hammer, hammer man, hammer,
Yeah.
hammer man.
He lists, he like describes everything with the story. It's so long.
It's like 1 minute and 15 seconds. He had some magical shoes that he got from a cool old dude, and it was
Yeah.
just awful rapping from beginning to end. And then he got the shoes and starting helping out others. It just
Right.
went all the way through it. But for some reason, I felt like I just need to have that on my list. It's at five. I have a maybe, near the end of this, I'll rattle off just like some honorable mentions. A bunch more
All
that could have
right.
like popped up
So we
on there,
got
but
that. Let's go to your number four.
Hammer Man, Hammer, Hammer Man. Number four is I basically did a three-way here, a combination because they're different, but they're all kind of the same.
Okay.
The Batman animated series, the Spider-Man animated series, and X-Men.
Okay.
These were kind of mid-90s, so I was a little bit older, junior high at the latest, fifth, sixth grade. And this was when, I was reading some comics, there were some video games out, but
Right.
really liked Batman, really liked Spider-Man. I sang Spider-Man. The X-Men animated series was awesome. And one of the reasons why I knew when I first met, when I did, Nerdvana, the free comic book day, hung out with my friend, one of our worst friends, Will.
Right.
When I first met him, we were enjoying some carbonated beverages, and I think maybe one of the X-Men movies was coming out, and I just said to him, I go, "Oh, you remember the animated series?" I'm like, "Remember how cool of a theme song, the opening theme that they had?" And he pulled out his phone, and he goes, "What, this?" And played his
Right.
ringtone.
Oh my God.
Played the whole theme song. I'm like, yes. So it was, again, at a when you're a little bit older, it's getting
Right.
to the point where it's cool to like Batman. And that Batman anime series was awesome. They had all the best villains, really good storylines. The Spider-Man one, again, there's newer ones now. You have to look at like the 1994 range of these. So I kind of lumped all those comic book ones kind of into my number four.
All right. My number four is Rocko's Modern Life.
Okay.
That was like the first cartoon I can remember that was like I saw and it was like really over the top gross. And when I was younger, I found that hilarious. It wasn't even it wasn't as bad as Ren and Stimpy actually, but for some reason I just always thought Rocko was funnier, and it always like stuck in my memory better. His stupid friend Heifer, all that good stuff. Mr. Big Head, his boss, that humongous frog head guy. But I just want to share a couple moments that I'm always going to remember to demonstrate the grossness of Rocko's Modern Life.
Okay.
This one episode, he's in a theater, and of course, there's like just a dirty, dungy theater. He's sitting
Yep.
next to like a woman with a crying baby. The baby grabs his eyeball, pulls it out, and puts it in his mouth, and starts like sucking on it. And of course, when he leaves, his foot gets stuck in gum or something. It's just disgusting. But that eyeball part is the first thing. And the second one also deals with eyes. He goes to this baseball game to watch his team and in his hometown. And there's a hammerhead shark that's like their, badass superstar player. And Rocco's got a seat like way up on a light post, like a balcony type thing, way out in the middle of nowhere. And he's there to watch this guy. And the pitcher throws it. It hits this hammerhead shark in the eye. You see him like rolling through his head. His one eye pops out of one side, his other eye pops out, and then the ball pops out. So that's all I wanted to share with that. Just bring that up really quick.
Okay. Was that on Nickelodeon? Okay. I remember it, and I kind of just like Googled it really quick. And one of the first things that pops up is Rocko's Modern Life episode, Who Gives a Buck? So I respect that. It looks like they had some. I remember watching it. I don't remember getting that into it, but the problem with Nickelodeon shows for me is that for the longest time growing up, my parents didn't have it.
I didn't either a lot of the time.
And I had to go to like my grandparents. Like when I go to my grandparents and they had more cable channels,
Right.
and that's when I'd watch Nickelodeon. So
I was
I
kind of the
never,
same way. It was when my cousins moved up here. I'd only seen it a few times, but then I started watching it more. So do you want me to go to number three now? My number three is Animaniacs.
Nice.
That to me is just like animated sketch comedy, but because it's animated, it's got like that older comedy feel, and that's kind of what it's supposed to be because they have, they look like 1930s cartoon characters, Yakko, Wakko, and Dot Do. Obviously, there was the other great like mini shows in there, like you could say the different sketches, the Pinky and the Brain, Chicken Boo. Remember Chicken Boo?
Hey,
He would always like be the big hero, and then when they found out he was a chicken, no one respected him and threw him out of town.
right. Well, good
Well,
feathers.
I was gonna say, but that was my favorite one, was Good Feathers.
Good feathers.
You had the whole Ray Liotta, Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro characters from Goodfellas, and then you had the God Pigeon, which was supposed to be Marlon Brando. It was just ridiculous.
Big old fat pigeon.
But the thing that now I can still watch on YouTube and I really like are like Yakko sings all the countries in the world, Wakko sings the 50 states and the capitals. Those are awesome. There's this episode too where they go to this place called Anvilania, and their national anthem, they like everyone rises to sing it, and there's all these drums and everyone's all happy. Then it's this guy starts singing, he's like, "Anvilania," and it's really slow and like dull, so they write a new one that's all up tempo. But that was one of the few shows where like the songs were good too. So.
There was always a little musical number, and we didn't compare our list. I mean, we've kind of been talking, what about this one, what about that one.
Right.
We didn't know our lists beforehand at all, and I have Animaniacs number three too.
Awesome.
So everything you just said, Pinky and the Brain for some reason stands out a little bit more. I mean,
Right.
I love the pigeons. I love good
Yeah.
feathers. For some reason, Pinky and the Brain stands out a little more just because I can sing their song,
Right. They're
Pinky
Pinky
and
and
the
the Brain.
Brain,
Yeah.
Pinky and the Brain. I like to, I guess what stands out for me is for whatever time that hit me in life, I liked it so much that I wanted to create my own cartoons. And
Oh wow.
I remember drawing the Animaniacs, like trying to like draw crazy scenes with them. So I just remember being so over the top. You're right, it was, you look back now at some of their jokes.
Right.
I threw up the just the theme song. It's got
Yeah.
Bill Clinton playing the saxophone.
Bill Clinton plays the
Just
slide. There's baloney in our
me and our
slack.
sax. Ranamaney. Yeah, just
Totally
the whole
insane.
thing.
And they'd always have something different. Shirley
Yeah, right
MacLaine.
at the end. You're right. So it was, and I can't even remember. I'd have to look up kind of when it came out. It doesn't seem like it had a long run. Does that
I was
make
trying to
sense?
look it up online, and it looked like I think I saw 99 episodes. So I would say that's probably not real long for a cartoon that like that.
I think 93 to 98 is what IMDb
Yeah,
says.
that's what it was about. I know it started in about 93.
So that's kind of weird. You wonder why. I'm sure there's a story and a reasoning behind it, but I think
Right.
anyone in our age gap would know it. I mentioned it to my fiance. She's like, "I loved Animaniacs,"
Yeah, everyone
which
loved
straight
it.
away. But for whatever reason, it didn't get. A couple people suggested, the Looney Tunes, Tom and Jerry, some of these, and they might be somewhere like up on your list. But kind of the Warner Brothers or
Right.
the Bugs Bunny that have been around forever. And so you kind of wonder why maybe at the time Animaniacs was. You're right. The good look at the good feathers. It's to ask the question, what are they
Right.
basing this on? It's you have to look at a violent yet awesome Martin Scorsese, gangster
Right.
movie.
Well, it's that whole like movie set, they're on the Warner set. It's that whole feel. It has the characters, the main ones are like from the 1930s. You just got, it's just interesting. And it was just a funny show too.
You're right. And again, you just wonder. the longevity of it, there could be a million reasons, and we probably could have done a little bit more research to
Right.
understand why it was only on for so long. But I think the impact that it had for creating an almost, it basically an entirely new brand. I mean, it was obviously a Warner Brothers
Right.
brand, but new characters, different, again, like 3 to 4 different main, you're right, animated sketch,
Right.
comedies that they could, different ways that they could take things. I loved it. I don't know why. I guess I don't watch a lot of cartoon channels anymore.
Right.
But do you ever really see that on reruns?
No, I have before, but you don't really see it on reruns. It's kind of hard to believe. Maybe it was
Right.
something about the Bill Clinton in the intro. Maybe his administration pulled some moves. You never know, man.
You think he'd love it? He'd be like, "Hey, play that show that has me at the
That, just
beginning."
imagine if that was on with George W. in there. They'd have a field day.
It'd be
You'd have Yakko, Wacko, and Doc going to the Oval Office.
they have W shooting skeet, and have him out on
Right.
the plantation shooting skeet or something. I don't know,
That
but
messing with them. All
good
right.
call.
Well, what do you got at numero dos?
Number two is The Simpsons.
Okay.
That's been a fixture. I mean, it's going to pop up.
So that's a kid's cartoon?
I just know that I
Okay,
remember
I mean a
watching
lot of kids do
very.
watch it back, especially the earlier ones when Bart was kind of the guy.
Bart was a troublemaker. I mean, it's been on for 22
Right.
years now.
Yeah,
I
that's
just
true.
remember. I remember it being the fixture of my Sunday nights for as long as I can remember, thinking, all right, school sucks. I don't want to go to school.
Right.
Sunday nights suck. But the last good thing about the weekend was watching The Simpsons. You'd
Right.
have a good laugh. Started 89.
Yeah.
So
So
I.
you were five or even younger, four.
Right. I remember.
Jeez.
Just a fixture of every, and there were some times when my parents wouldn't let me watch it. Something, it was just not edgy, I guess at the
Right.
time, edgy, yes. It'd just make just enough, a couple of borderline jokes to where your parents are like, and
Right.
Bart, you're right, Bart was a troublemaker, so it kind of.
Well, he was also more of the main character than Homer was.
Especially for a kid, I guess looking back now. If you were to, I remember IGN forever ago did a top 50, top 25 comic book, or not comic, cartoon characters,
Right.
and Homer was number one. I think rightfully so. I mean, Bart was, I'm pretty sure, in the top five, top 10 before
Right.
a child, a kid. You're right. Bart was, making a little trouble. He always had, I'm pretty sure I bought my first slingshot
Right.
just because, Bart had one.
Want to get that
So.
skateboard?
I don't know. You're right. I never really was able to pull off the skateboard, but for a number of reasons. I mean, I think I'll maybe touch on a little bit more when we talk about a little more of our grown up ones, because I have some favorite moments. I threw one up with Homer and the Moo Moo on the
Yeah.
Facebook, but definitely, and it's a crossover. You're right. I
Right.
watched it as a kid, and it had just
But
a
I mean,
big.
they had video games and stuff for it that were clearly, about Bart and that were for kids, you know what I mean? So it's hard to imagine it, but it hasn't changed a lot, but I think that the story has kind of started to be more about, I don't know. Then again, I didn't watch it really that early, so.
Right.
And I
What
still
you
don't
got?
watch it that much. My number two is the lone anime show I have ever really like followed a lot as Dragon Ball Z. Did you ever watch that one?
I remember you and your cousin Johnsy
Yep.
being really, really big on it. And I think I tried it maybe once or twice, but for whatever reason,
Right.
what was Johnsy's Yahoo ID?
Oh, I can't remember.
Wasn't it a Dragon Ball Z
Yeah.
character or
Yeah.
something?
But well, this was one too. This show is not really little kidsy, I guess. Maybe it is, but seems like it's a little more for maybe like 12 and up, But I didn't really get exposed to this till I was like 15 or 16. And I went down to my brother's when he was in college. And his roommates were big into it, and he started watching it and that stuff.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then, so I just got kind of hooked on it. And dude, it was, there's some of my like favorite TV moments are from that show too, like you were saying earlier.
What channel was it on?
When I watched it, it was on Cartoon Network. I don't
Okay.
know, how long it was on American TV and all that stuff, or when it was. It's still on quite a bit, and I'm not saying it didn't have a long run, but I just don't know like the whole date because I got to it. It was already late, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But it was just, man, Goku was the shit. The first Super Saiyan. You had Vegeta. He was a
Was it like a
Saiyan.
samurai? Were they fighting people, or was it
Oh
more
yeah,
magic?
dude. It was a
Okay.
lot of fighting, but I was still kind of, like I said, I don't consider it like an adult cartoon. But they had some, dude, they had the first like big fight was Goku versus bad guy Frieza, who, just taking people out and stuff like that. And like they would die on this show, but every time they die, they'd come back. You can wish them back with Dragon Balls, or it shows them like in this little heaven place where they have like a bunch of gravity and just train, so when they go back to Earth, they're stronger.
Right.
And
Okay.
so Goku and Frieza, though, that fight, like, it goes on for so many episodes. And then every time there's like a big battle like that, like Goku's son Gohan kills this guy Cell, and it just goes on episode after episode. Like there'll be 10 episodes of Cell whooping his ass, and the next 10 you'll have Gohan whooping his ass, and then it just comes,
Really, that's
yeah, dude.
nuts.
But it was just crazy, man. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but it goes on for so long before like someone finally wins these fights and stuff. It's nuts, but
And that's,
when you get into it, it's just crazy, man.
and I think around that time, I was kind of at a parallel point because there was a major influx, because that was a Japanese show, is
Yeah,
that
that was
correct?
anime.
Yeah. There was a big influx of Japanese influenced media, I think. I
Right.
was at the time probably I was playing a lot of video games. I was playing a lot of the Final Fantasy games, and there's a couple other like Chrono Trigger or some of the other Japanese, I play RPGs, role-playing games. Well, there's the JRPGs, the Japanese role-playing games. They have their own
Right.
feel and style, and those are very, very similar to a lot of the, from what you're talking about, the Dragon Ball Z.
Well, see,
And
I tried when I was watching this because that's how it seems like with anime is people either don't watch it or the people that watch it, and it's a big subculture, just like comic books and everything. They watch like a ton, it seems like. So I tried to kind of get into some other shows too, but it wasn't that interesting to me. I don't know, this show, I just thought it was awesome. But
You're right. Like I said, I remember. I guess I didn't know you were that much into it, but I don't think we liked each other in high school.
we
But I
did.
remember John Z. I remember John Z was like hardcore into it. And I think, again, it was the same thing. I think limitations. I didn't know where to watch it. I don't think I had Cartoon Network
Right.
and just wasn't able to. I will say, though, that since then, again, I guess from a video game standpoint, I enjoy a lot of the Japanese-inspired video games, but I still haven't. I don't watch anime now. I don't. I never really
Right. Oh, I
was
don't. Like I
exposed
said,
to it.
that was
But that
the
was really
only
it,
one.
huh?
Even like they remade the ThunderCats with that new one, and it was more like more I don't know, it still might have been an American cartoon. I don't even know if it originally was, but the original ThunderCats doesn't look like those old Japanese cartoons that you see, you know what I mean? But the newer one, they made it look like a new Japanese cartoon. I don't know if it was, actually made in Japan or anything like that, but I didn't even watch that, and I liked ThunderCats a lot when I was little. That was one actually that used to be on before Dragon Ball Z, when I was watching it as a teenager, and I'd watch old ThunderCats.
Right. I remember Thundercats. That's was one of my honorable mentions.
Right, but yeah, I know that you would probably like Dragon Ball Z, or as we just call it, DBZ. No need for all them letters when you just got three you can throw out there.
All right, that's a good one. No, that's again, we're not going to bust each other's chops about what one did watch or didn't watch, but that was definitely one that was always kind of on my radar.
Right.
And just for whatever reason, I'm sure it was pretty sweet. Never really took with me, so
All
but
right. Well, that brings me to my number one.
do it.
And after going through this list, I kind of have doubts still, but I'm going to stick with it.
All right,
Even though
that's
it's going to
good.
cause me plenty of hate, but I'm going number one, SpongeBob
Oh,
SquarePants. Dude, I'm not even kidding, though. And this was one that didn't even come out till I was a teenager. But there's just something about this show, whether it's like, I don't know, it's just almost like some sort of stoner comedy to me that they would make. I don't know. It's just so like goofy. But like the voices and everything are just so funny to me. And
You're right. I've not a huge fan. Didn't make my list. Not to say I'm not a huge fan, but haven't really exposed myself to it enough. Episodes I have seen, you're right. It almost comes across as you watch it, and it's like, oh, I know the type of people that watch this. But then you'll get just random, all walks of life people
right.
that say, oh, SpongeBob, oh,
Yeah.
kids, women, mothers. Young, older people, it's for some reason, though you think it would only appeal to a really small
Oh,
select
dude.
people, there's
It's.
so many people that,
No, I only. I didn't watch, like, obviously, I don't watch the new ones, or I don't know. I didn't think I watched the movie, but for some reason, like, the older episodes were just so funny to me. I can still. The first one I saw, SpongeBob decides he wants to be a naturalist and live with the jellyfish in the jellyfish fields. And, like, he decides this, and everyone's there as he makes the announcement. Sandy and Patrick and everyone just rips off his pants and runs off. And, like, someone's like, he took off his pants. Like, so dry. And I'm just like, what the heck? And then the one right after that is Opposite Day, where I think Squidward's trying to get, I don't know what he's trying to do off the top, but I just know everything there, everyone's acting opposite, and SpongeBob like mixes it up into this insane plot where, well, SpongeBob's destroying my Spo or like Squidward is destroying my house, which means he's me, which means I'm supposed to be him or something, but it goes on so long, and he's wrapping his hands around himself, and as he's doing it and pointing all these different directions and making this big conspiracy up. It's just, I don't know what, it just always cracks me up. And I remember, I don't know when it was, but I was watching it, and my brother walks in, and he's like 3 years older than me, and he's watching it, and it's one that, I've seen a lot, and I know it's funny. I think it's when Squidward gets addicted to Krabby Patties, and when SpongeBob catches him, he has like this really goofy grin where his lips are all the way at the top of his head, and it showed that. And of course, I started laughing, and I look over, and my brother is just doubled over, and he's just like, God, I love this freaking show. It's just, I don't know what it is, man. It's just from the like 99 to 2003 ones are just so funny to me. Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I've seen like the guy who does the voice and stuff, and it makes him seem like he just seems like he's doing it like such a being such a smart ass, but I don't know. It's just really ridiculous.
No, again, I never, and again, for what channel was that on? Cartoon Network?
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon, okay.
Yeah.
And it's been around, it was like 99, I think, still going. I've watched some episodes, and just for whatever reason, it didn't take. But like I said, it's something that universally you can find the most eclectic group of people that are fans of it. It was like just random people that you don't even would suspect that they'd like it.
Right.
Oh, SpongeBob, and they love it. So I respect that. It's one of those things where I'm starting to take a step back, like with a lot of these shows, and think, boy, I hope I can maybe find some of these, maybe watch them when I eventually have kids. Watch some of these shows, like with my kids. But this would be fun to sit down.
Yeah, that's a
My
good.
kid would like it, and I would still like it too, at the same time. But Well, I'll do my one. You really already touched on it. I probably don't have much to add, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean, I was a
Yeah.
huge Turtles fan. That
I
was my
was kind
number
of
one.
suspecting that because how much we were talking about it, I'm like, man, Colin's probably got this high up on his list or something.
And for
Just
a lot of the
because
reasons.
everything I was saying, you're like, oh, yep. And then you were at like the video games, and I was like, yeah, I remember playing those when I was little.
It really it I don't say it influenced it, much of my life, but
Right.
it's everything. I think because of its popularity, it was able to strike a chord in so many different areas of interest for me. The cartoons and then the movies rolled out, and then it had some sweet video games right when I was first starting to play
Right.
some video games. It actually had some comics. I can go home and dig through and find some old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comics. It's at that point, and martial arts was how cool is it to be a
Yeah,
young kid?
karate. Karate was
Everyone
cool.
was roundhouse kicking each other, karate stuff. So it was cool to know a little bit of karate. You dress up like them for Halloween. It did everything for me, and that's again kind of my criteria. Just like with Hammer Man, when you
Right.
ask me when you were a kid, what cartoons did you watch? Right away, it's like Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles. So right up there at the top. I don't want to, we don't have to go into many of these others in much
Right.
detail. Obviously, we had a lot of people suggest some things, but I had a lot of Ghostbusters had an animated series.
Yeah, I can remember watching it. I just can't remember
It
if
I
I
just remember
really liked it or anything.
right. It was around the same time as the movies. Slimer was in it.
Right.
He-Man.
Yeah, that was another one. I had a lot of He-Man toys, but I think they're mostly my older brothers, you know.
He-Man, and then there was actually like maybe two seasons of Conan the Barbarian or
Yeah, I
whatever.
don't ever remember watching that one.
Right,
See,
that was.
I can remember some Disney ones. You ever catch any old gummy bears? Dude, you never watched like Gummy Bears?
I don't know. Let me Google them. I
Dude,
might have.
you're kidding me right now, son.
I thought we agreed we weren't gonna yell at each other for not watching anything. Gummy bear cartoon. But anyway, what
That was the one I can remember. Oh, Garfield and Friends too, man.
Garfield,
I watched
yes.
Garfield all the time and loved that cartoon, loved the comics, but just didn't I mean, I still even like the newer comic books, I read them. I'm like, yeah, Jim Davis should have hung this one up for a few years.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was totally into gummy bears.
Yeah, the
Yep, I'm
gummy
watching
berry
the.
juice.
Yep, I'm watching the. Boy, this was a real like Lord of the Rings
Yeah, dude, that's
type
kind of
of.
crazy looking back at that. Back in the day, it was just another place, you know, and some different people. Now it's like,
Trolls and all kinds of
now
weird
it's got
stuff.
all these crazy things.
They bounced all over the place. What about Care Bears?
Oh, yeah.
Care Bears.
Oh, yeah, I watched Care Bears, dude.
That was the only one where it kind of, when you got a little bit older, you're like, all right, I need to protect my masculinity a little bit. Let's not mention Care Bears that
Right.
much because it's a little fluffy, the Care Bears. Some other Tom and Jerry, some of
Yeah,
the
I
cartoons.
mean, I love Looney Tunes and all that
Yeah.
stuff. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with them, but
No, exactly.
it's just,
Scooby-Doo.
yeah, Scooby-Doo is another good one. It
Yep.
was I kind of thought it was kind of groundbreaking having the laugh track in the cartoon, but then again, Flintstones had it.
I never thought of that.
The Flintstones had it, Jetsons had it.
Flintstones, Jetsons, those are some good
I
ones.
liked the Jetsons. I thought that was a cool one. Flintstones was all right.
The only thing that kind of, not really ruined those, but when we became older and the internet and email and all that stuff really became prevalent, people started sending around those, like the Flintstones, them like having sex. Stuff like, remember that? Like it was
Yeah.
always like George Jetson in, uncomfortable positions
Right.
with his.
I can remember rocking the little Inspector Gadget, and then
Inspector
that had
Gadget.
a really sweet theme song too. Banner nanner nanner, Inspector Gadget, banner nanner nanner nanner, hoo hoo.
But thankfully, Matthew Broderick really
I
just
know.
urinated all over that
Come on, man.
for all of us. I think that was most of my kind of, and again, I wanted to, again, John Z. Wikipedia,
Right.
basically cartoons for us. I think we touched on a lot of ones, at least child
Did we
ones
remember to touch on Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling?
that No,
That
but
was the funniest one in the Facebook post.
thank you. That was one of the first ones. Well, yeah, Hulk Hogan's Rockin'
Yeah, that
Wrestling.
was from the Jason from Brothers from Different Mothers, I believe.
Exactly.
If not, then sorry. That's what I
Nope, you're
thought.
right. I got it up in front of me right now.
Okay.
But Tom and yeah. I mean, what a lot of the people.
See, I didn't really like Tom and Jerry because after a while I was like, dude, I'm sick of this little mouse. I want this cat to, I can have a pet cat and chill with the cat. I don't want no mouse around. I was like,
Always
come on,
whooping out the
man.
cats,
It's
yeah.
like, Tom, catch that little prick.
Right. No, I agree. And then there was Lil' Tom and Lil' Jerry, wasn't there? Weren't there little versions of
Well,
them?
there was Tiny Toons, which actually Tiny Toons was around the same time Animaniacs, and that was good. That was pretty good. Baby Plucky, he was a fun one.
Baby Plucky.
God, I love that cute little duck. And he was flushing everything down the hole. Toot, he flushed his little toy boat. Toot, toot, go down the hole.
Yes, yep, all right, yep. I remember exactly that. Okay.
Elevator go up on that elevator. I mean, I can remember some old school because when we first got, I was like kind of like you too. Is that I kind of had to watch some of this stuff after a while, or when my cousins and aunt and uncle moved up here and they had better TV to watch it over there. So, I mean, I'd have to make do with some stuff even on like Disney, but they had like Bonkers and Goof Troop. That stuff was pretty good too.
Goof Troop. What was the one with Scrooge McDuck?
Oh man.
Remember Scrooge McDuck? And there was
Yeah, I
also.
remember him. Wasn't Huey, Louie, and Dewey the
Right.
nephews? They were with Scrooge, weren't they?
Scrooge McDuck. Yeah, whatever the name of that show was, I remember that, and I remember DuckTales.
Yeah, DuckTales. What
Oh,
about
DuckTales. That's it. Yeah, that's it. With
yeah,
Scrooge
what
McDuck.
about the one with Chip and Dale in it, Rescue Rangers?
Yes.
Yeah, see, now we're just rattling
Ooh.
off a lot of good ones. I mean, I'm still staying with my top five, but a lot of these are good cartoons.
DuckTales. That, I mean,
Darkwing Duck. I wasn't a big fan of that one, but I remember him.
not much can, it's hard to say that anything can truly challenge Hammerman at my number five spot. But some of these, the DuckTales and
And what was the
DuckTales.
one with the bear that flew the airplane? Or the.
Wasn't that it?
That wasn't DuckTales. DuckTales was with the ducks. Hold on, John. What
Rescue
was.
Oh, Rescue Rangers. That's with the bear, isn't it?
No, that's with Chip and Dale. What was that cartoon with the bear that flew the airplane around? He's thinking.
I'm Googling cartoon with bear that.
Tailspin. Yeah.
Tailspin. Ooh. See,
Yeah. See,
good for did
John's
John just
singing
pull
like
that?
this. Yeah. Oh, he used to watch these too, man.
Hey, tell Johnsy that wasn't on his 100, his top 100
Yeah.
cartoons
I
that
will. I'll let him know. And
you.
then obviously too, we didn't even touch on. Here's what people are going to be mad that there's none of. Neither of us had Hey Arnold.
Okay.
And you kind of talked about not having Nickelodeon. And Hey Arnold, that's a freaking good cartoon.
People are gonna get mad about Rugrats.
Doug's going to be another one that people are going to say. So, like we said, tweet us your top five, share
Yeah.
them. We're not
Right.
trying to, we're not, we don't have copyright on this or anything.
Right. No, we'll throw up if there's something that we blatantly missed, or we'll show some more love. Send us some, write some on Facebook or tweet us. We'll look up some funny scenes and throw it up on the Facebook wall and say compliments of your
Right.
name here.
And not to mention too, we finally got on iTunes. Still trying to work everything out, but we paid for some hosting, got an RSS feed that goes right to iTunes. I threw a couple of older ones up there. I think iTunes cycles refreshes every hour. So there was only one up there yesterday, but there should be two up there now. Honestly, I don't know the URL. So just go in there and search Worst Friends and then scroll down to the bottom and you'll see it. Worst Friends or Worst Friends podcast, and there should be a couple up there if you haven't heard them.
We'll be throwing it up, you know, we'll be throwing the link up. So
Yep.
do we want to, 'cause I, like I mentioned earlier, I had Indian buffet earlier, so
No,
then,
we're gonna take a little break before we get to part two.
all right, let's do it.
But just a couple other things. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can find us on iTunes now, so we're pretty much millionaires in a couple weeks. All right, this is the end of part one. Colin's gonna go eliminate. We'll see you guys back.